This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight and killed at least 14 people as friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral. The airstrikes in Gaza City hit one home housing 11 people, including women and children. Gaza Civil Defense said another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis with Palestinians displaced by the war. Meanwhile, the body of Turkish-American activist Ayşenur Ezgi Aygi was returned to her hometown for a funeral service Saturday. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. President Joe Biden met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House Friday to discuss support for Ukraine amid a push by Kyiv for Western partners to lift restrictions on using their long-range missiles to attack targets deep within Russian territory. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittig-Kusara has this report.
Moscow has warned that arming Kyiv with long-range weapons could escalate the conflict beyond Ukraine.
Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It will mean that NATO countries, the United States, European countries are at war with Russia.
As Biden considers the decision, he must take into account the prospects for escalation with Russia, a nuclear power. While the White House says no announcement is imminent, some analysts say a shift in policy may be underway. Patsy Wittig-Kusara, VOA News at the White House.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged prisoners of war, with each side releasing 103 people. The Interfax news agency cited Russia's defense ministry as saying on Saturday. The ministry said the Russian soldiers exchanged on Saturday had been taken prisoner in Russia's Kursk region. Ukrainian forces captured there last month in their first major incursion into Russia. This is VOA News. Severe flooding in northeastern Nigeria has killed at least 30 people and affected more than 1 million others, according to national emergency officials. The number of fatalities is expected to increase. Timothy Obizu reports.
Zainab Abdullahi woke up to chaos in her community the night of September 10th as floodwaters swept in. She gathered what she could and fled with her 10 children. But two got lost along the way, and she hasn't seen them since.
When the floods came, some neighbors were helping me carry my children because there are too many of them. But we lost two of my daughters in the whole chaos. One of them has six children. We don't know where they are.
State officials say dozens have died and up to 1 million have been seriously affected. Timothy Obizu, VOA News, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria.
Iran says it launched a satellite into space with a rocket built by the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Iran described the launch Saturday as a success, which would be the second such launch to put a satellite into orbit with that particular rocket. There was no immediate independent confirmation of the launch's success, nor did Iranian authorities immediately provide footage or other details. Meanwhile, Iran continues to enrich uranium to nearly weapons-grade levels, raising concerns among non-proliferation experts about Tehran's program. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The family of Olympic athlete Rebecca Cheptegei blamed the police for failing to prevent the attack that ended her life in what they say is yet another case of elite female runners murdered by their partners. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei's killing so soon after the athlete had competed for her native Uganda in the Paris Olympics this past summer shocked the world. But it also sheds light on the dark side of success for female athletes in Kenya's patriarchal society. Police say a former boyfriend named Dixon Diema Marangach ambushed her in her home on September 1st. They say he attacked her sister with a machete, then doused Cheptegei with gasoline and set her on fire. Cheptegei died 4 days later. Rebecca's father, Joseph Cheptegei, told Reuters Rebecca ended the relationship with Marangach in January. He alleged Marangach beat her up, broke her phone, and sent men to try to intimidate her into handing over her land. Her father said that at least three times this year, Cheptegei had reported her ex-boyfriend to police, and he blames inaction for his daughter's death.
Zachary Goldman for Reuters. The number of Mpox infections in Uganda has risen to 10, and all of the patients have a strain of the virus Clade 1b that is more transmissible between people, a health official said on Saturday. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.